paused their operations following the attack. Before this incident, at least 196 aid workers had been killed in Gaza since October. That is according to the US-funded Aid Workers Security Database, which records major incidents of violence against aid personnel. Not all are killed in the line of duty. I spoke to the president and CEO of ANERA, that's Sean Carroll, and he spoke to me from Amman, Jordan.
This is really, really, really hard to stomach to understand. These are our partners, our friends, two of the World Central Kitchen staff that were killed have been working for a long time over the past few months in Gaza. They know our staff. It's very, very hard, and it's hard because it's also inexplicable. It can't be justified.
What are the questions that you find that have been raised that you find there is no answer to at the moment?
Well, I understand from Jose Andres, I spoke with last night, the founder and head of World Central Kitchen, that it was three cars, all very, very clearly identified as World Central Kitchen cars. Two of them were armored cars. We've seen in the videos and photos, you know, there's a big giant hole in the roof of one of them that went right through the logo of World Central Kitchen. Staff were wearing personal protective equipment, armored vests, and this is an organization that is clearly focused singularly on providing as many dignified meals to as many people in need as quickly as possible. And they are known and celebrated for having that laser focus and the effectiveness of working quickly and effectively on their mandate and their mission. And so I think the world has to scratch its head and ask really hard questions of how could this happen.
And we don't know all the details of this incident yet, but when an organization like World Central Kitchen, or indeed like your organization, ANERA, goes in to deliver aid or has an aid convoy like they did, what happens with the Israeli Defense Forces? What sort of communication is there?
Well, ANERA, like many, if not all, international organizations working in Gaza, deconflict all of our sites with the IDF. We are shelters where our staff and their families live, our offices, our distribution centers, our cars, our routes. And this is something that's common in conflicts and wars, and where warring parties are given the coordinates of non-combatants and particularly of humanitarian workers so that humanitarian aid can be delivered to non-combatants, to innocent civilians who are caught in the crossfire. And we provide map coordinates, geospatial coordinates, photos, addresses where they exist, and get confirmation back from the Israeli Defense Force that they have received and entered into their system our sites. And one of those was a shelter where one of our staff person and his family were sheltered, and he was killed in a bomb attack. Israel, as the occupying or controlling power, has a duty under international law to provide food and medicine and all essentials for people under their control. And we have to be able to provide humanitarian aid. People are dying needlessly, and it's civilians, it's non-combatants. And this is a very, very scary moment.
World Central Kitchen has decided to suspend operations. Have ANERA, your organization, also decided to suspend operations?
Yes, we're pausing our operations. It's the first time in our 56 years of working in Palestine, in the occupied Palestinian territories, that I believe that ANERA has announced a pause in operations. We continued going through intifadas and prior wars and bombing campaigns, and in the first nearly 6 months of this war, our staff continued to work, continued to say they would provide aid. They were always worried for their families and for their own safety, but they were always willing to continue working. And now for the first time, they said, we can't keep working under these conditions. And it's not an easy thing to do because we're providing an average of 150,000 meals a day and tens of thousands of medicines and thousands of other critically needed items, mattresses and water and clothing and tents. It's hard to imagine people who've worked in other crises, emergency situations, including wars, haven't seen the targeted killing that we're seeing.
Now that you suspend operations and also that the World Central Kitchen will also suspend, what do you think that means for the people of Gaza?
Well, this is not an easy decision for us. 43 organizations work with or through ANERA, so we are delivering what is often referred to as the last mile delivery of humanitarian aid. So when we say we're pausing operations, that has a big, big effect.
Do you believe Gaza to be on the brink of famine?
Certainly people are dying of starvation and the combination of maladies that come with lack of nutrition and nourishment. We know that a close friend of our lead emergency response coordinator lost a child to starvation, and we're seeing it. We're seeing reports of it, and there isn't enough food aid coming in. And so people are dying of starvation, and I think unless aid comes in at a higher rate and the aid workers who are delivering that aid and that food are protected, then I think we will see more starvation as a result of famine.
That was Sean Carroll. He was speaking to me from Amman, Jordan. He's the president and CEO of Anera, another aid agency. And I should let you know, we've asked for a response from